I'm John Gehring with Rochester Speak. So this is a busy time of year for seniors going to college. Deadlines for applications are looming, essays are being written, and it's probably one of the biggest and most stressful processes these teens have ever managed. Emily Cady is one of the college counselors at the Harley School, and she helps students and families navigate this process every year. And today we're joined by Emily Cady. And Emily, first of all, it is that time of year. Is it time for students to begin thinking about the college process? And how do they start?
Hi, John. It's so nice to be with you. It is a really exciting process. So while you said this is a season of anticipation and a lot of to-do lists for a number of different reasons, but you know, I think the key is if families and students can start to have conversations on the earlier side of high school, that can eliminate some of the worry and the stress that comes about when we are, you know, facing a calendar deadline or something that we don't necessarily have a ton of control over. So, you know, starting to have conversations about dreams, about hopes, about goals. I'm somebody who tries to stay really rooted in a growth mindset. So where has a student seen success, both inside and outside of the classroom? What brings them joy? And as a mother of three, I understand that that's a delicate thing, but it can be really exciting to have those conversations, whether it's in the car, whether it's around a table, whether it's in the presence of a college counselor or a trusted adult. Starting to have those conversations earlier can really help decrease the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the concern later.
And certainly with application deadlines for many colleges coming up in the new year, and also college visits going on for many families, and maybe even including yourself, as you mentioned, how do you determine if a college is a good fit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I will just say, this is a very individualized process. I mean, no two high school students or two human beings are the same. We are all unique and different. And so an approach that I really like to take is thinking about, you know, what are the ingredients that are needed to create success? And I don't mean success by, you know, A's in terms of classes. I mean success in terms of engagement, in terms of problem solving, in terms of growth and exploration. So it can really start with just thinking about, you know, what are the things that, you know, from a parent's perspective, my son, daughter, child really needs to find success and encouragement inside the classroom and out? What are the ways that they have continued to shine? And how can that be replicated on another stage or in another forum? And so I think that, you know, this is a journey and there's lots of twists and turns, but it really starts with self-reflection. And when you can start with identifying the gifts that every high school student has, that's a really great place to begin, because it's been said, and I am not the author of this quote, but I use it a lot, is that, you know, the college search and the application process is about matches to be made, not prizes to be won. So where can, you know, my son or daughter find success and be a good match for an institution and vice versa?
You mentioned the gifts that high school students have and how they're so individual, and each student is very special in their own way and has their own unique gifts. But a lot of times these applications that our college admissions teams receive just feel like the same thing over and over again. How do you make an application stand out?
Yeah, that is a great question. Well, again, it starts with thinking about it as if I am telling my story. You know, if I have a chance to tell the admission team or an admission officer my story of success in high school, of some twists and turns, of some unexpected events, that's going to be the piece that colleges and universities hook onto. So the reality is we are all very good at comparison, the art of comparison. But in this process, it's just really important to come to it from a place of, what can I share about myself? What is it that I know to be true? What are some experiences that I've had that have brought me to this point? What do I love? And what brings me joy? And what might I be able to bring to an institution of higher learning something that is unique to me. So I think that that's a really important piece of the starting, the launching point for applications, because you're right. It can be a very cumbersome process. It can be filled with all sorts of worries and concerns. But at the end of the day, having worked in college admissions in the past and with lots of friends on the other side of the aisle, it's human beings who are reading these applications, and they want to know, what is it that makes you you? And could this be a good match?
We're talking with Emily Cady on Rochester Speaks. And Emily, you know, I think a lot of times our high school students, it's so easy to overlook those high school years, especially later in high school, and as we're looking forward to moving on to college. But there are so many advantages to taking advanced placement, potentially college credit courses, and pursuing other activities in high school that may help out with college admissions and then those next few years. What is that best high school schedule to take, balancing both the difficult time in life, but also knowing that it's important to be prepared for the next step?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, every high school institution is unique and different with an array of courses and opportunities. So I go back to it's a very individualized approach. So every student, you know, where you start in ninth grade is not where you're going to end in 12th grade. So taking advantage of certainly a curriculum that is challenging enough, you know, for each student, that allows a student to be stretched and to stay engaged, but is not so over the top that, you know, creates a cloud of confusion or doesn't allow a student to really find success. I think that the really wonderful opportunities, and certainly at Harley, to take unique electives that stretch and expose a whole different area of you know, disciplines and potential majors and career paths is something that is just a unique opportunity in high school. And I always really encourage that. But absolutely, I mean, every student is going to need to carve that out, again, with the help of an advisor, a counselor, a college counselor, and would be working within the environment that they are placed. So it is a great opportunity to explore different interests and to try some new things before college.
Many of your students, I'm sure, are going on college visits during this time of year. And what are some things that you should try to do and look for during a college visit?
I love college visits. I just think that they are such a wonderful piece of this process because there is an emotional response when you are physically on a college campus. And so for teenagers to listen to that small voice or that loud voice within to say, this feels like a place I could belong, or this just isn't what I anticipated. You know, parents, guardians, support adults are also going to have those experiences, you know, on campus tours. But I would start with, it's really important whenever possible to go through the admission office, to get an official tour, to sit in an information session, to talk one-on-one, if at all possible, with an admission representative, because it's really important to get the information from the professionals who know the institution. Ask big questions. Take notes. Put your phones away and just be present to really use all of your senses to absorb the opportunity to be on a college campus. So I can't, you know, the college visit is a huge indicator for students and for families. And so when possible, I highly encourage taking advantage of the opportunities to visit. And here in Rochester, we have so many fabulous institutions. So, you know, that it's a great place to start.
Great advice. And also you mentioned the parents, the guardians, and the role that they play, because sometimes you see parents and guardians who say, oh, you're on your own, sorry, good luck. And then sometimes you see parents and guardians who are a little bit over enthusiastic to be involved. How do you strike that balance, and what role should parents ultimately play?
Yeah, that is a great question. I mean, I am a firm believer that it takes a village. It takes a village for all of us to be our best selves. And that is actually what led me into education. And certainly at Harley, we firmly believe that. But it's really important at the end of the day that students take the lead. It's easy to bring our own stuff with us in this process. And as I mentioned before, I'm a mother of three. So I have my thoughts and my own experiences that I'm bringing to the conversation. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to college. My sons and daughters are. So that's going to be really important for us as adults to kind of check in with ourselves. Are we speaking a little too loudly? Are we sharing a little too much? Is it time to just listen and observe and to be a listening partner? I think that this is a really powerful process. And for most teenagers, this is one of the biggest decisions that they have been faced with making. What is next in my future? And whether that's college or work or trade or travel, it's a big decision. And so the best thing that we can do as adults is listen, is offer support and encouragement, and to step in if and when things get a little too much for these incredible teenagers.
And you talk about all the next steps and the possibilities that exist and how it's so individual and different for everyone. Now, I've heard this described as a voyage of discovery, this whole process. Would you agree with that?
You know, I really would. It is a voyage or a journey of discovery, starting first with self-discovery. I've always said, and students who have worked with me know that I say we have to leave some wiggle room. We've got to leave the door a little bit open because where you start in this process is often not where you end up. There may be some common themes that run through the journey of the college search, of the application process, and then ultimately of making the final decision. But there's a lot of growth that occurs. And so that voyage of discovery occurs both internally and then externally. And so it's really beautiful to be a partner on that journey with students and families.
And that voyage is, like you said, such an important journey during this time of the lives of our young people. And one thing that a lot of times we get caught up with is tests and all the entry things that we need to do, those tasks that are stressful. And that's one of the reasons why it causes so much stress, I'm sure, for students everywhere. What is your advice on the ACT specifically and the SAT tests? Are those tests that students need to take?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, our current seniors, the class of 2023, COVID hit in the spring of their freshman year. So when you think about what our graduating seniors have had to adjust to, pivot, respond, learning. I mean, when I say it out loud, it just causes me to really pause and extend a tremendous amount of respect and gratitude towards our seniors. That being said, just as they have been pivoting, the world of college admissions has been pivoting. And so we're in this period of time and have been for a couple of years where we're trying to figure out what's next in terms of the ACT, SAT. Most colleges and universities continue to be test optional, but not all. And so we're seeing that, you know, as college advisors, we're responding in real time to updates and policy shifts. So in terms of what my recommendation would be is that it is very individual. And this is where conversations with a college counselor just can be so helpful when we think about goals and we think about dreams and possible matches in terms of the college list and application process. But generally speaking, I still do believe that it can be a helpful experience to take at least one SAT or ACT for a high school student and their parents to get a baseline of those tests and then to discern whether they will use those scores or need to take it again or want to take it again or what that data will help guide them in the future.
Emily Cady is a college counselor at the Harley School and a time of a lot of decisions, stressful but also exciting. But you're there to help at the Harley School. What role do college counselors like you play?
Yeah, I mean, we are, first of all, I love my job. I should say that. I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and I've worked in 4 different states at a variety of different institutions. And it has, it's a joy. It's an honor to partner with students and with their families to dream. And I mean, that's really, in my office, I have this framed picture that says, you know, grow big dreams, because the future needs incredible dreamers. And so we are there, you know, as college counselors to partner with students and families, to share our expertise and understanding, but also to take our leads off of the students. I mean, we are very, and especially Amanda Edelhart, who is my partner here at Harley, we're student-centered. So, you know, we're here to be a sounding board, to offer suggestions, and to be an advocate for students in this process.
Finally, Emily, you are there at the Harley School, and you touched a little bit earlier on some of the advantages of the Harley School for preparing its students for the future, and especially college, those years after high school. Do you feel that the Harley School is doing a good job of preparing students, and do you feel like your job is rewarding and paying off for the students who go to the school?
I feel so blessed. I feel so rooted in gratitude, and not just because Thanksgiving was last week, but because I love my job. And yes, I mean, the young adults that I have the privilege of interacting with each and every day are truly inspiring. And, you know, we've been living through some heavy, heavy times in history, and to see these incredibly talented and globally minded, empathic students who are, you know, taking leaps towards their future and, you know, recognizing that they've got to have a lot of courage. It's really an honor. So I love my job. I love what I do. And, you know, it's incredibly hopeful, I would say. So every day I show up here and I have a smile on my face, and it's legit.
That is awesome. Now, if parents or anybody is interested in learning more about the Harley School, getting in touch with your college and career center, how would they do that and potentially see if their child might be a right fit for the Harley School?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, again, as I said before, conversations are just key, and finding a right fit for that K to 12 or pre-K to 12 grade journey is also a piece of this. So absolutely, they can call the main line at Harley or get in touch through our website, and we are all here to answer any questions that we can. So we would welcome that.
A stressful time, but a really exciting time for local students. Yeah. Emily, Katie from the Harley School.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us today on Rochester Speaks.
Thanks so much, John. Have a great holiday season.